Hello, this is Pastor Kendrick. I hope that you are enjoying these messages. The next messages that you will hear, this one and the rest of them, will be messages in which it will be highlights and edited. But we hope that you will support us. If you want the message in full, please support us. The information is right there on the computer, and we would love to hear from you. And if you're in a neighborhood, come and visit us. And if you're looking for a church home, we ask that you will pray to the Lord and allow for the Spirit to lead you. And who knows, the Spirit may lead you to become a member of Victory. May God bless you and take care. Please enjoy the message. So I'm going to ask you to turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. I'm going to read some selected verses. I'm going to read verses 3, 4, 7, 8a, 13, and 14. Word of God says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who has given a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory." Thus ends the reading of the word. I would like to speak on the subject today called In Him. In Him. The temptation of those believers to return to that kind of lifestyle of man-made praise was real. Crowds of people from all walks of life came to Ephesus worshiping and overpraising man-made things. They were surrounded by silver and gold that had no eternal value, things that would one day rust and rot away. Yet Paul also had another challenge, and that was to keep the church unified in Christ. He not only had the task of keeping the church from getting caught up in worshiping man-made things, but he also had the responsibility of keeping the church focused on its mission. Therefore, Paul says two words: in him. In him. The value and purpose of life, even for the church, is found in him. In him we live, move, and have our being. In him we are justified. In him we are redeemed. In him we are glorified. In him we are redeemed by his blood. In him we have hope. In him we have direction, identity, understanding, love, power, freedom, fulfillment, peace of mind, faith. In him we have confidence. In him we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In him. He has become Jesus our Savior through the blood, through this transformation. He has become our prophet, priest, and king. He is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus was in the order of Melchizedek because Jesus... again. There was a time when